And he's like, the lowest one was 82. Those who are like below 90 or at 82, like he was encouraging, but he definitely gave me a signal like I'm screwed. Like,
oh my
God. I thought I was screwed, and I was crying at the back with my friend who also got 82.
She put her hand up in like science class and she was like, excuse me, sir, I have a question out of curiosity. Like that, I still remember she said that, and I was like, what does that sentence even mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that sounds so smart. And she asked some really difficult question, and I'm just like, this school isn't for me. And it's very overwhelming already.
Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast. This is your co-host Jules.
And this is your co-host Rox.
The Asian Soup Podcast is your cozy space on the internet where we share and discover stories about one another.
We chat about a range of topics, some serious and some not so serious.
Come sit with us
and get nourished. Hello, Jules.
Hello. Hello, hello, Rox and everyone who's listening. I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good too. There's like a heat wave today in Sydney, so it's been a hot day, but we're in AC right now, so very comfortable.
Yes, and I saw
ready to chat
on your Instagram you went to the beach.
Yes,
that looked really nice.
It was really nice. There was no heat wave there, but it was pretty hot, but very busy.
Yeah, I had yamcha today, which I think in America and other places they call it dim sum.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. And it's a Sunday. We're recording on a Sunday. And it's, just really good vibes,
just
I think.
Just a nice summer day. Like, such a good...
I love these days.
I love these days too. So, speaking of our topic today, what are we going to chat about?
So, you guys clicked it. We're talking about education. We're Asian.
You always remind me about how it's in the title. I'm like... why do I even need an intro?
Well,
like,
I mean, when we actually record it, we don't know what the title is going to be.
That's true, but we know the topic.
Yeah, so education. Are you excited to talk about this topic?
Yeah, I am. I mean, it was 12 years of our lives, primary and high school. That's all we knew. That's like half our lives. Well, less than half now, but for a while that was it.
And I think because we're in our 30-something or 34, 35 this year.
Yeah.
And like people around us have children and they're putting kids into education and making decisions and stuff like that. So you can't help but reflect back on what our education was like and how it's changing.
Yeah. And people are always going to have their views. Like it's such a controversial topic, I feel, because – everyone has their own experiences and what they think is good and bad for their own kids or even for your kids or any kid. They're like, they always have something to say.
For
or
sure.
Think. If they're not saying it, they might be thinking something. But it's such a huge topic. It's like, what school did you go to? It's such a huge deal, like in your 20s maybe or when you go into uni or people just judge straight away. It's like one of those questions like, where do you live? Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? Like, boom, that shows me who you are a bit. Like people will just...
You fall into
a
certain
category?
Yeah,
they'll just like, they scan you, you know. Well, you kind of do the same thing. You're like, oh, okay, so you went to this kind of school. You're this type of person. It's like that.
Yeah.
So it is really important.
Yeah, and I also think like, how people think of education, like what is the right way, can cause a lot of conflict between people too. For example, like, public education is the way to go or private is almost like religion. You kind of don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But today we're going to talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Let's talk about
it. I wonder what
your views are. We don't have kids yet, so
it's easier.
Whatever.
But for those who are listening, feel free to judge because that's what...
Yeah, judge us.
Judge us because this is what we do. We put ourselves out there.
We're out there. You can judge whatever you want, to be honest.
Okay, so...
And we might change our thoughts one day.
We always change.
We always change.
Like what I said last episode, I probably disagree with it today. So I went to preschool. Let's start with preschool. I went to preschool for 2 years.
Okay.
Because I was too young for my grade.
Okay.
So they made me repeat preschool.
That's okay.
Which is
so
think,
you started kindy at when you were six? Or no?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know how the numbers work.
Okay.
But I just know that I did preschool for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I did kindy. I think I was 5 years old when I was
so
in
you're
kindy.
Still fine. Oh, there so preschool have... repeat is nothing. That's just continue preschool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I stayed in the same primary school. from kindy to year six.
Yeah.
So for any of our international listeners in Australia, we call it primary school, and we have kindy, year one, two, three, four, five, six, and then high school.
Yeah.
And for me, I stayed in the same school the whole time. I just already said that.
Was it co-ed?
Co-ed, public.
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls. And my school, we had some Asian kids.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in a pretty Asian area in Sydney. So it was quite common to have other Asian kids.
Yeah.
So for example, in my school grade, so my surname is Kim, Julia Kim. And in my school grade, we had three other Kims.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Like that sort of paints the picture, right? Like,
What's the percentage of Asians versus maybe like Aussies or other cultures?
30%, 40%.
Okay.
But that primary school now, I think it's like 90% Asians now.
Oh, okay.
Like today. Because my friend's a teacher there now.
Yeah.
And for those who are wondering, did we get teased that we have the same surname? Because that's so weird, right?
Yeah, like, are you related? Oh,
Your husband, wife? Yes.
Husband, wife?
I did get teased. Oh, I did get teased.
Oh, really? Yeah,
but I remember there was like I don't know if I want to say the names, but who cares? Yeah. Our names are so common, but maybe whoever's listening might reach out. Like, you know, maybe this is your name, but there was an Andy Kim, there was a John Kim, there was a David Kim.
Yeah.
Like it was.
But I feel like I would know a David Kim. Like I actually know a David Kim.
I know like three David Kim. My dad's name is David Kim.
Exactly.
So yeah, that was my primary school upbringing. But one thing I wanted to note is like in year four, we had something called the OC test. Well, I think you take it in.
Very important. Very important.
For Asians.
Yeah.
So the OC test stands for opportunity class.
I don't remember.
I think it's opportunity class.
Yeah.
And I think you take the test in year three to get into OC class in year four.
Yeah.
So it's basically like the smart kids.
Yeah.
So I think I started like tutoring from year three, like just a little bit, just to see, you know, to help me take the OC test.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also to get into high school, my parents really prioritized
selective.
A selective high school.
Yeah.
So a selective high school in Sydney, it's a type of school that
you need to do a test for it, similar to OC class, but you have to do a test for it and you have to choose your rankings of your priority of like wish list of which school you want to get to. And these schools are selective schools. They basically pick the smartest kids in the whole of New South Wales. And you don't have to live in that area to go to a selective school. If you get in, you could live in like an hour away and go to that selective school. It's as long as you get the marks and they want you in the school because you're smart. Like, so it's very academic driven. It's not about small sport. It's hard to get in. It's very selective. That's why it's called selective
and
schools.
And very competitive.
And very important for Asian immigrant families to get into. Because it's free.
Yeah,
it's public.
That is a big point. It's free.
It's public.
It's a public school. So you get the best of both worlds. It's free and you have a bunch of smart kids all working, like studying together.
And those schools usually get like the best marks in order to get into uni, which is the ultimate goal, like getting into a good course and doing a good, having a good career, blah, blah, blah. So it's very important. It's very a lot of pressure.
Side note, the school that always comes first, like the number one high school is James Roos, right?
Yeah.
This year they were number two or something like that.
It was a huge deal. Oh, you know? Yeah, because North Sydney boys beat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they're North Sydney boys.
This is
because they were my brother's school. Kind of.
Oh, your brother's school, not your brother's school.
No, no, no. Brother's school.
Brother's school. Because Rox went to North Sydney girls.
Yeah. Later. Later.
you'll keep listening to find out. But yeah,
that was the OC class test then. Did you get
I can't
in?
Remember it, but I didn't get in. And I do remember feeling like, oh, I'm not smart because I didn't get in. And the kids that got into OC, I really felt like they were so much smarter than me. Because do you remember those like maths competitions?
They were smarter science, though.
They'll always get HDs.
They were so smart. And also I never really understood OC class because I'll go back to me because, sorry, I'm talking about me now. It's my turn. But
are you all right?
Sorry, I feel happy today. I'm in a weird mood. But I went to a private girls' school from kindergarten.
Wait, private
girls' school.
Okay, so we're doing you now. Okay, like, yeah. I'm done anyway, so.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
No, but I wanted to go back to the OC class because
oh, but I'm done. That's
I did
my...
that test too, and I didn't get in either.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
wait, so can you say that again? You went to a
private girls' Anglican school.
From kindy?
From kindy.
Oh, okay.
So that school did kindy to year 12. So it did primary all the way into high school. So you can go all the way as long as you pay, right? Like you're paying the school fees.
Mm.
So to get into that, preschool, I mean, I did like a daycare at a family thing and then I did preschool for 2 years. I think it was pretty normal. And
two years as well?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
But my English was still not amazing. Like it was okay because preschool was the first time for me being exposed to English as a second language. So preschool was where I learned English, really, like from interacting with kids and stuff. It's like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I think that's a good way. Like we're fine. Yeah. So started kindy. Usually private schools in Australia, they're usually religious in some way. So they're either Christian or Catholic or something like that. The main ones anyway. And then I was an only child at the time, so I feel like my parents just wanted to, in their mind, like send me to whatever I could. And at the time, I got christened when I was in preschool because if you get christened, a lot of Asian immigrants get their kids christened so they have a higher chance of getting into a private school or
nothing
a religious
school.
Nothing
to do with the religion. It's more.
But it's nothing. It's just on paper it's better.
So for you guys it's just like, oh, let's just put this water on the kid's head.
We
like,
went
this is gonna help.
Consistently to a Catholic church for a while, got baptized.
Is this purely for the school?
Yeah.
Wow.
My mum's not, well, they're not religious. Sorry. It's true. A lot of people do this. And then yeah, I'm baptized and I was almost going to go to it. I had like options or open days, I think, like orientation days, like where parents would take their kids. And apparently I was the most, and I went to a few different schools for that. And I was the most interactive and engaged and chatty at this school. And therefore my parents thought, oh, I like this school more. Mm. So we chose that school. And then come year four, and I've talked about this, but I think kindy and year one, I did a bit of ESL class, like English as a second language class. Year four, OC test, I didn't start tutoring until like 6 months before the OC test or a few months before the OC test or something. I didn't start in year three. I think I started in year four. It was like too late for me.
Yeah.
And the test was it in year four or year three?
I think
year three.
Oh, I think you take it in year four and OC class is year five and six, actually.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I started in year four. I did the OC class test and I didn't get in. But I remember starting tutoring and it was a small class. But I'd go home and cry because I couldn't do – I was already behind because people might start in year three and the content was all like – really advanced.
It's hard
compared to what I was doing at my normal school. I was just crying and my parents couldn't really help me that much because they had a totally different education system. How are they meant to help you when it's like all about English? Or they can help you to a certain point, but it's really hard to make you just understand fractions when it seems really hard at the time. So I just like cry about it and then be like, I don't know anything. And then they put me in, you know, sometimes they give you those extra classes at tutoring. So I went into some extra classes. I did like a holiday, everyday class and I still didn't.
Holiday
I still
classes.
Didn't get in. Yeah, holiday classes.
So holidays are like what you get 2 weeks off between term.
Yeah, they're every day.
And going to tutoring, that is like.
I remember the owner of that tutoring college because it was just starting at the time. He'd take us, not to lunch, like we'd bring our own lunch, but he'd take us because it was in Strathfield. He'd like take us all and it was a Korean tutoring college place, James Ann.
I went to James Ann too.
In Strathfield. Did you go to Strathfield?
No, one in Eastwood.
Oh, yeah. And then I think it was the owner or someone and he took us to the Korean grocery store and he bought us energy drinks.
To kids? What the
okay,
heck?
Okay, I don't know if it's actually the owner, James. I'm so really sorry. But or it was the kids buying it or something. I just remember having energy drinks at the time and being like, oh, yeah, this will help me study. That was the, wow. that was the like, not Red Bull, but something like that, you know?
Is it like a little bottle?
Yeah.
A glass bottle?
Yeah.
I think it's a drink called Puckcaster, which is like some, it's like a energy boost, but I don't know if it's got caffeine in it. I don't know what produces energy, but
I only had it that time. Like I didn't have it a lot. And then I didn't get in. Year six, I also did the test for actual selective and I didn't get in. I didn't actually want to leave my school because I was happy there with my friends, but I knew that for my parents, it's like, you know, if you get into selective, you don't have to pay the expensive school fees and you're around like the smarter kids. Like you'll probably get a good mark in your HSC. So I was like,
which is your HSC is like the final exam.
Yeah.
Before high you school. Go to university.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my primary school experience. And I was always confused about OC class because I was in a private school, I didn't know that many people in an OC class aside from people at tutoring. I'd be like, do you actually have to go to a different school? Like,
yeah, did you? I'm not OC clear
class
about
doesn't mean
right
like
now.
In year 5 and 6, you actually sit at a different school or are you still in a class at your own school or do you actually change schools? Like I was always confused about it because I never got into OC class.
Yeah.
So, do you know?
So if you got into an OC class, were you required to move schools?
I don't know. I still don't know.
Well,
I thought they sat in a different – some. I thought that maybe they do move schools
if
or they
you
sit in a different class.
Because if you're not aware
– that school has to be an OC class school.
Yeah. If you're not aware, your school must have not had an OC class. Because for us, we had
I didn't have an OC class in my school.
Yeah. So our school, I think we had a separate class –
that was OC class at your school?
I remember
school?
They were called like 5C and 6C. So in year 5, they'll be called 5C, like OC.
Oh, so they were – so you did have OC class at your school?
Yeah, we did. And then we had kids from other schools move to our schools to get in. Yeah.
So you know the answer. Thank you for answering me.
Oh, welcome.
That's what I wasn't sure about. So those kids, they came from schools that didn't have OC class. They had to sit at your school in year 5 and 6. I was so confused my whole life.
Till
now you answered me. Like, I knew there was a bit of that. Like, I kind of knew, but I couldn't confirm.
Well, what I didn't know was I didn't know private schools had OC classes.
They don't.
Oh, they don't.
So you would
probably move to a public school.
I would have moved to your school.
Because I don't think private schools have OC classes.
OC is at public school because it's kind of pre-selective.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That was the thing.
I would have had to leave my school.
If you got into an OC class, the likelihood of you getting into a selective school was higher.
Yeah.
That was why everyone wanted to get in.
It would be weird if you went into OC and couldn't get into selective.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure those people mostly got in.
Yeah. But I remember looking back at the OC class, kids, they only really hung out with each other.
Okay.
Like it was kind of like an very exclusive and they all just seemed so smart. Like, I don't know.
They
didn't really mean.
That's so weird because you're there with them.
I wasn't jealous.
Did you even know their names?
Yeah, I remember some of them.
Because they're at their school.
Yeah, I remember some of them. A lot of them probably went to your selective high school.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Because most of them got into like James Anne and North Sydney Girls.
Yeah, yeah.
At the time.
I didn't get in then.
But interesting. Very, very interesting. So my question to you is, when you went to a private school, were you aware of public and private at that age?
I think I didn't know until I had to do something like OC class because my mum had to explain to me what OC class was or what selective school was. And I knew my parents were paying like school fees and I knew it was expensive in a way because it's like there's a lot. I could tell from the different uniforms because at the private schools they have like you have to wear a hat.
Like a straw hat.
I have to wear a hat. If I leave the school, I have to wear a hat. That's like the rule.
And I would have to wear a hat.
You'd
get in trouble.
Yeah, I would literally have my hat on like everywhere.
But do you have a photo? Can we put a photo of you?
We can.
Okay, there's a photo. If we find a photo. It's a photo of rocking
straw
hat
for summer and then a felt hat in winter.
That's so fancy.
And so many different uniforms. So it's just like I knew it was different by seeing other schools and their uniforms, you know? So then And then I knew more when it was OC and my mum being like, oh, you know, we can save on school fees if you get into selective school, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Like I knew then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hat, I'm just comparing the hat in public school. So I went to a public school.
Yeah.
We had like one of those round hat, but just like the material floppy ones. The floppy ones the cap, but with, you know, the material at the back.
Yeah, the back. I have we had the floppy ones in primary school to wear at lunch. You have to wear that during
lunch. Not in public.
So we had to buy all this shit. Like, honestly.
Do you remember, like,
so many uniforms?
How much you had to pay?
It's not cheap. Oh my God. Back then, it was definitely cheaper than now. I don't remember fully, but I was not in the most expensive private school. I was in like one of the cheaper private schools, and it was smaller as well. Back then, I think it was still expensive for back then, but I know that now it's crazy. Like now it's like 20-30k a year for primary school, and it increases every year. And they charge you per term, so you'd get like the bill every term. But I think Tindy back then was like 2-3k a term times four, so four terms. But then every year increases.
Yeah.
So getting into high school, my parents were really like, please get into selective school. Yeah. And then my brother was born and it was like getting too expensive. So it's hard. And I feel like another experience in private school, it's just because it's not like, well, in comparison, like being relative and stuff, like I wasn't like a rich kid in private school. So I'd be around these like friends who had like really big houses and like really nice cars. And like I would tell my dad to pick me up later because we had a Toyota. Like, do you know what I mean? Like that's the side that I didn't like about it, I guess, or I felt like I didn't fully fit in. And the number of Asians, I feel like they were like 10-20%, so it wasn't bad, but I think that part of it was a bit tough for me, like just comparing the finances of like
at a young age,
at a young age, and knowing that in my mind I'm like I'm poor, but I'm actually, do you know what I mean, like I felt poor but I wasn't. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, comparison.
In comparison, like I'd be like, oh, why do they have like such a huge house or like a pool? And like, I don't know. You know, luckily it was like not a crazy, crazy fancy school, but, and I had some good friends too who weren't all like that. Like it's still a good mix. Like there's still a mix of people there, and there's still families like my parents that are working class or middle class, and they're like just trying to do the best for their kid with whatever they have. It's like interesting. Yeah, I think it was that part was weird. Like I feel like, I don't know if you would experience that in a public school.
No, yeah, we don't. Definitely not, because everyone's like, we're all the same. Like
yeah,
we're all local. Like we're all, if you're all from a public school, you're all living close to each other.
Yeah.
Usually. So you're from the same area.
Yeah.
And it makes me so sad to hear that you felt that gap when you were so little.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, my friends had swimming pools as well and stuff like that, but I would be like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Get to swim at home.
Like, of course, it's cool. It's cool too.
But I never felt like, oh, wow, they're more. I think we all had similar socioeconomic backgrounds. Like, it was quite similar. So I didn't really
think anything too much. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was just me, but.
No, but
I don't know. I feel like I've heard of other people's.
Oh yeah, because like I think that's a very common experience for private school kids.
Yeah,
you know, because you're surrounded by like some really, really, you know, rich families.
Yeah,
and stuff that you see in the movies, kind of thing, right?
yeah,
and like the type of holidays that they go on is so different. To, you know, oh, what did you do? Oh yeah, tutoring.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Tutoring. Selective high schools. So now we're moving on to the later part of our childhood.
Second half.
Selective high school. So we both went to selective high schools.
You went from year 7 though, because you got in.
You
got in. So year 6, you did the test and you got in. I still didn't get in because I wasn't smart enough. And then I went into every year, selective schools will let you do a test for other people who still want to try to get in. So I did the test, like, I think from year eight. I did it in year nine, and luckily I had been studying for an exam at my school, and I was like prepared, and I was already tutoring and kind of better at that point.
Mm.
And then I did it in year 10, and then in year 11 and 12, selective schools usually take a lot more kids into their classes. Like, I don't know, they just have bigger classes in year 11, 12. Yeah. And I got in to start in year 11. I did the last 2 years of high school in a selective school, girls' school. Yeah. But then you did it from year 7.
Yeah. That's interesting that you did the test every year. So
I think, like, yeah, year 8.
Was it year?
I think I did it for like 2 or 3 years from year 8. Yeah.
Was that pressure from your mum and dad?
Yeah. I would cry and be like, I don't want to leave this school.
Yeah, because
all my friends are there from kindy.
Yeah.
Like, that's my whole life. But I also understood that financially it would make more sense. So I just did it anyway. Well, I don't feel like I had much of a choice, but I think I understood why I had to do it too. And I also thought I might not get in. And if they would just encourage me to try, and if I don't get in, that's fine. But just try, you know, if you get in, that's great. But if I didn't get in, I think they would have, you know, tried their best to, you know, finish the last 2 years of school fees as well. But
yeah. Yeah. I remember when I was doing the selective high school test, so that's in year 6, I remember I was so stressed out doing the test. And I remember because I went to church every week, and it was a Korean church. So I saw like people who are older than me, like, go through that process and get into schools or not get into schools and all that. And I remember when it was my turn, like, all the different family friends would be like, oh, you know, you're taking the test, good luck. And I remember people would give each other this thing called yot, which is like a Korean candy. It's like an old school candy. It's super, super sticky. And the idea is like, stick. Like, I hope you stick to a school or get the results that you want.
Wow, that's so interesting. Yeah. I never got any candy, special candy.
I remember someone got me like a big sheet like this big, and it's like this thick. And I remember we had to like smash it, and I would just eat a lot of this candy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember like going to a lot of tutoring to prepare for it. And, you know, year 6 is when you're almost a high school kid, and you've got, you know, you have crushes on guys or girls, whichever way you swing.
I didn't know any guys.
You didn't?
Because I was in a girls' school.
You went to a girls' only school. I had like a million crushes on different people.
That's so cute.
And, you know, we've got the year 6 farewell, like, you need a date. And
was it year 6 mini dance as well?
Yeah, mini dance. And like my school, like, people writing like love letter, like love notes to each other, and like we all hung out, and it was just so much fun. But I think out of my friendship group, me and my other Korean friend, we were the only one that was getting a lot of tutoring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't say like my parents were super extreme or anything like that. They were pretty casual. I honestly reckon they sort of treated tutoring as after school care. Like, because they're working full time, and the tutoring place was in such a convenient spot for us. Like, my parents worked across the street from my school.
Yeah.
And then the tutoring was like right next to their office.
Yeah.
That's so convenient. It was so convenient. So like, I would just go home with them afterwards, or like after school, I'd just hang around in their office and just, you know, like one of those kids that are in like restaurants, and they're just like sitting there in the school uniform, like waiting. Yeah. That was me in my parents' office. But yeah, it was pretty stressful, and I didn't think that I would get into anything because, like, you know when you go to tutoring, you see your marks and
if you can get everything right.
Yeah, you know, like, what your score is. Yeah. And I wasn't – I was just like – I was pretty good at maths. I always really, really liked maths since I was a little kid. So maths, I was confident, but English and – because my comprehension, they always have these like comprehension tasks.
English is hard because it's our second language.
Yeah, and there's all this like all this slang. I still remember one of the questions is like,
wow, really?
One of the questions was like, oh, what does Joe do for a living? And I didn't know what that meant. Like,
what does Joe do for a living? I don't get it.
But that means like, what does he do as his job?
For his work.
Yeah, for his work.
Oh, right. But like, that's a saying. Like, what's a living?
Yeah. But I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
It would be like butcher, plumber, like banker or something. And I'm just like, but what does for a living even mean? I remember just feeling like, oh my God, I'm so not smart. Like, you know. And then I also remember like general ability. Do you remember that's GA? Hard.
General ability. Guys. Like those little dots going into what's next. I'm like, I don't fucking know. It's like
basically
I'd guess half of it.
And it's what doctors have to do when to get into their degree. Because it's really, so really hard. So general ability.
Like the patterns and stuff. I'm like, yeah, patterns. I'm
dumb. Yeah, patterns. What else is there? Like, I think just general knowledge, maybe like about geography or it's just the random bucket.
There were GA was the hardest for me, I think.
Yeah.
And I was
me too. GA was the hardest.
Because there's no class at school for GA. It's just
general ability.
English and maths, but at your actual school, there was no general ability class. No, there wasn't. Like, you just have to do these workbooks or go to tutoring for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I really didn't think I'll get in. And so when the results came, I got into a school, but I was reserve B. So I didn't get in straight away.
There's waiting lists, isn't
there? Yeah, I was on the waiting list. Mm. So I thought I wasn't getting into a selective school. I thought I was going to a public school.
Yeah.
And I went to that public school's orientation and everything. Yeah. But my parents were like, don't buy school uniform at this school.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember this.
I feel like I've shared this already, no?
But you haven't shared this, don't buy the uniform.
Oh, yeah. They were like, don't buy the uniform. Yeah. So it was Riverside Girls High School. It's public school.
Oh, I remember a bit maybe.
And I wanted to just, you know, buy a school uniform. I think one of some celebrity, not the Wiggles, but another band. Like one of the girls graduated there and I was like, yes, this is my school.
Yeah.
She graduated here. I'm so ready to like, you know, it's Riverside by a river. I love being by the water.
I was like, year six, you were thinking
this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, and one of my friends were going there too. Yeah. I was like, yes, she's going to be here. I want to buy a uniform. But my parents were like, don't buy a uniform. You might get into the other school. Mm. I was like, I don't want to go to that other school anyway. Like, Hornsby, I don't know. School uniform brown, like,
yeah.
But the day before high school started, got in to
day
Hornsby.
Day before.
That's so the day before, last minute, I didn't know.
Dude.
Yeah, so
I didn't know where you're going tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just thought maybe I'll just go to Riverside tomorrow, but I honestly didn't care. I was just like, whatever.
Riverside sounds cool.
Yeah, it sounds like, cool.
Riverside. I'm at Riverside.
Riverside by the river. Yeah, so I got into Hornsby
because that's day not before. A suburb, like Riverside.
Yeah,
is
it's
like,
not a suburb.
Like it's vague. It sounds kind of nice. Yeah.
You really like Riverside.
Yeah, it sounds cool. Sounds like a show.
No, there is a show.
Is there?
What's that Netflix show with? Anyways,
yeah,
I feel like Riverside sounds like a show.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I went to Hornsby like day one and I was like the only one not in a school uniform.
Okay.
Because I just got in.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember like
I'll buy it later, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm really happy that I went to that school. I think after you share your bit, we can sort of talk about
the pressures
and the challenges. Mm. But yeah, that's sort of like the process and the story of how I got in. And it was hard, like for looking back for a little kid doing a test and all that, to get into a certain school, it is the pressure didn't come from my parents. It was more like I could see everyone knew that I was taking the test.
Yeah.
That grade.
Yeah.
You know, more my family friends, right? Mm. It's like, oh, and they know the results and stuff like that. And I just didn't want to fail.
Yeah.
Little me didn't want to, you know, fail and not get in and stuff like that. But at the same time, I didn't care as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know what? Like when you're in that exam.
It's scary.
On that little desk.
Yeah.
It's scary.
And there's so many people around you.
Yeah.
And there's like, it's silent. You're just very sterile. You're like, I'm kind of just fixated on like, do I have my pencils? I've got my rubber.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like. Yeah. I don't need to pee, but I bring water.
Oh my God,
but
yes.
Like it's like that.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, and especially when you don't know the answer to a question, you're just stuck on it. You're like, oh my God, oh my
what
God.
Do I do?
And I remember the tutoring place teaching me like, if you don't know something, just skip it and go to the next question and come back to it. Like that was like, it did teach you a lot of like
the techniques.
Helpful stuff. But yeah, it's scary. And you're like, oh, I don't know. And you after the exam, you kind of have an idea like, I don't feel good about it. Like,
yeah.
Or you do. But yeah, me getting in, I remember I think I did the test for only a few ones, like Sydney Girls I remember going to, and I remember going to North Sydney Girls. Yeah, and then I got in. I was just, I think going in at year 11, I felt like a random because everyone was already in year 7. They formed their friendship groups already. I'm just this random person from another school. I'm new. I have this new uniform. I have to go so further away. It's in a different area. Like I had to just, you know, the transport was different. It took me longer. Like everything was just so new. So it was like exciting, but also scary. I honestly got so, I think at the end of year 10, because the school year was different in my school in particular, they started a term before. It was weird. Like we would have the first semester of the next year would start in the last term of the year. So we would be ahead kind of thing. It was weird.
I think we were like that too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think not all schools were like that, but some schools were like that. And then, so I was kind of being really lazy at the end of year 10 at my old school. But then I also remember a teacher being like, oh, you know, once you get into that selective high school, like don't get too lazy because it's going to be like might be even harder. And I was like, oh, whatever. It's the summer holidays and I'll start school in February. And then when I started, I was like, honestly, I had my first boyfriend that year in year 11. End of year 10, year 11. And I was just like lazy. Like I was just focused on my first ever, like, you know, high school relationship, romance, like so into it. Like I was just like after school, like I think I skipped some tutoring for it, for like meeting up with him and stuff. So I wasn't doing that well. Like but friendship wise, like group wise, like I think it took me a couple terms to find my group, and there was a really nice Susan's group. She let us sit with her.
Susan, maybe like 5 episodes ago, yeah. Guys. Susan, how the F are we 34? That's Susan.
Yeah, she had there was a huge group. Like she was part of a huge group, and then they let some new girls sit with them, and I was like, oh, that's so nice. And then eventually I kind of like I would sit with them sometimes and I kind of found my own people. And I don't know, sometimes I think about it and I'm like, I just felt like a bitch because there were some friendships that didn't work out, but I ended up finding like a good friend there. I don't know, it was just really hard. It was so different.
That's so hard.
It was so different. I felt like the school environment and everything was so different. There was not that much emphasis on sport and
yeah, I'm curious, music? What was the biggest difference? Like, whoa, this school is so different in this way.
Because in a private school, they kind of force you to do extracurricular stuff. Like, you have to learn an instrument this term. You have to try something out. You should join a sports camp or you should join the music camp. Like, join choir at least, or like your friends would join stuff. And it's more focused around all these kind of things. Where I was like, but I never like learned an instrument or was committed to an instrument. But when I got into selective school, I felt like all that extracurricular stuff went away. And it was just about, it was really about your academic stuff. Unless you're already doing a sport or already doing an instrument at that school, which I wasn't like that sporty. I wasn't that into an instrument. So I didn't join any of that. I think it was just way more academic. And then year 11, we got an estimate. We got an HSC UAI estimate. Now it's ATAR. So like your projected mark for if you would do the exams for year 12s to get into uni. And my estimate that year, because I was just like dating and being crazy, and the estimate was 82. And at that day when they announced that, the principal was like, the lowest estimate was 82. It was all the year 12s.
Really? So you got the lowest.
All the year 12s. Yeah, I got the lowest. All the year 12s were like sitting in an assembly and like he was like, look, you've just finished year 11. Like, congrats. Year 12 is, you know, knuckle down. It's time to like, this is your this is your shot. You know, you got to focus. He even said like those of you who might be in a relationship or dating, like just think about what you need to focus on and your priorities, and if like
talking to you,
just think about studying. Yeah, talking to me. And he's like, the lowest one was 82. Those who are like below 90 or at 82, like I like he was encouraging, but he it definitely gave me a signal like I'm screwed. Like, oh my God. I thought I was screwed, and I was crying at the back with my friend who also got 82. And we were both like, I think she was dating buddy. At the time as well. And like, we're both just like crying at the back, and we're like, oh my God, we got 82. And then, anyways, that first high school relationship ended. And then I think at the end of that year, for some, like, it just happened to end anyway. And then, I just became really emo. Because it was my first ever relationship and I knew nothing better. I just focused on school. And then I just studied my ass off in year 12.
Yeah.
And one of my subjects was art. And I would just spend my lunch times in the art room just working on my art. Like, I came back up and I got like 95 point something, which is not the highest.
Mm-mm.
But I saved myself in a way. I was like, I'm screwed, and because I chose chemistry in year 11 and I was not good at chemistry.
But you dropped that one?
I dropped that one because luckily I did accelerated biology at the private school before.
Yeah. Oh.
So I did like the year 11 version of it already, and then I just picked up biology. I dropped chemistry. I did art. I did physics, maths, and English. I dropped extension maths. I sucked at extension maths. Sucked at extension English, and then I was just like, just do what I can. And then went to tutoring, didn't skip anything. And then, yeah, I improved by 80 from 82. Wow. I just always remember the 82. I was just like, I think I got dumped. Like, I think I got dumped and announced 82 at the same around the same time. And it was like, it was the worst time at the time for me. And I was like, my life sucks.
What I love is that you became emo and I was thinking, shit, like she probably like did no study, but you turned yourself around. Like you turned it into an opportunity to like
be a nerd. Be a big nerd. Yeah. I was like, it's time for me to be a nerd. People called me a bimbo in year 11 because they thought I was dumb because I came from a dumb school.
And you got 82.
Yeah, and I got 82. They just knew I was dumber.
But you know what?
82? They just knew I was dumber. Like, I was just dumber than a lot of people there.
Mm.
And I felt a bit dumb.
But 82 is, like, it's still good.
It's still, you can still get into some uni. You can still get into, like, an arts course or something.
82 is still not bad. Like,
still not that bad.
It's still a good score, but that just shows how
much pressure.
Pressure and how much, even your principal saying that.
I know.
Like, oh, the lowest is 82. Come on. These are kids. What are you trying to achieve there? Because honestly, he has his own KPI.
Exactly. Because that school is about getting good grades. So I felt like it was really about grades. That's the difference I find with selective and private. Well, that's my only experience. So sometimes I do think about that.
I don't remember my principal ever saying anything like that. I think we got the estimates and everything, but I feel like our teachers were way more supportive.
Aww,
yeah.
That's nice.
I mean, it depends on which teachers you got, but generally we had really good teachers. And it was usually the kids themselves, they just studied so hard. Most of the people around me studied really, really hard.
Teachers were really good. But also the kids were already so smart.
Yeah. So teachers almost don't have to do too much.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, how good is this teacher? Like some teachers were amazing.
But in hindsight, I think those teachers are good too. Mm. It's just everyone else was just so smart.
Like they already know this from tutoring or something. Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of being in a selective high school. Like you don't have the answer to this maths problem. 29 other kids in the class, they would have the answer.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and everyone lifts each other up and you read their essays and you're like, whoa, like she can write, you know, and it just sets the bar high.
Yeah.
So it could be a really nice thing.
Yeah, because everyone around you is smart and they'll help me or like they'll give me tips or whoever I'm sitting next to, they're like, oh, yeah, you're like, yeah, they're like, oh, have you done this yet? Like everyone is always talking about their assignment, how much they got done.
Because everyone is invested in the HSC. It's like everyone's crazy about it. Yeah. It's like
such a big deal. It's such a big deal. Yeah. We would be an MSN. Do you use
Messenger?
MSN?
Yeah.
And then our status would be something words out of 1,000 or something. Like, what? Say you're writing an essay, yeah, your status would be like,
oh my god, you know, it's like, I used to do that at uni. Almost,
yeah, it's like, I think it was, yeah, during
like
high school,
1,000 out of like 2,000, yeah, yeah. 1,000 more to,
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
I think our stories right now is very unique to selective high school. Like, I, yeah, know that if you didn't go to a selective high school, it was quite different as well.
Yeah.
There are so many public schools where students do really, really, really well.
Yeah.
From my experience, I think if you went to a selective high school, the pressure was just next level. Like, we just talked about that it's supportive, like, and there's, yeah, all these benefits, but there's also a huge downside and, yeah, challenges as well.
Like, 95 is shit to them. Like, yeah, at my school, like, yeah, 95 is shit. People are trying to get 99 point something. That's what people are getting. Like, more than half the people, I swear, they've probably got over 98. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the level. And it's really hard. Like, I don't know how they did that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's just what it was about. It was about acing the exams. Yeah. Like,
I think the goal for a lot of, at least in my grade, everyone wanted, I don't know if everyone wanted, I'm really generalizing here, but, yeah, like, 98 was pretty good score. 99 is what everyone wanted.
Totally. 100 probably is what they wanted. But yeah, I think only like a few people got that because it's very hard to get 100.
Yeah.
But yeah, 99 point something, that's like normal, you know? That's like what you expected. Yeah. 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 Like 98, I mean, you could have done better. So like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I know like some friends who have gone 98, they'll probably cry.
Bad already. Yeah.
97 is
getting low. Yeah. Yeah, like getting to the, could, yeah, be, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, very, I mean, judgy.
Please, yeah, listen to this with a grain of salt. This, yeah, is just like our experience. That bubble. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
So Rox and I, we both went to selective high schools, as we've been saying for the, yeah, past, yeah, like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But our schools were also both had another really common thing, yeah, which was that both of our schools were very Asian. Mm. Like, we had a very large Asian population. I think it's also like that, what we're saying, like the selective high school, Asians love a good free education.
Yeah.
And it was like, just get, you know, invest now in tutoring so your kid can get into a selective high school, so they can get, you know,
a good into career. A good,
yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, like, your kid's set. If they get into a selective high school, they can, yeah, do law, be a doctor, yeah, be a, you know,
accountant, something.
Yeah, something like stable.
Yeah.
So it was quite common that a lot of these selective high schools have a lot of Asians. And I feel like after we graduated, more and more Asians,
mm-hmm,
in those schools.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, like, was your school very, very Asian?
Yeah.
And was your private school like that? And was there a bit of a, like, a difference?
Yeah.
That you felt, and how was that experience for you?
I think my high school group, there are a few Asians in my actual friendship group, and there are a few Asians there, like,
back in your private
school. Back in the private school. But there were definitely, it wasn't majority. It was like 30% or something, like a quarter Asian or something.
Of your whole grade?
Yeah, of my whole grade. But then people would be in different groups, or like there's a different type of Asian, like there's also Indian and Sri Lankan, and I think my primary and like my private school experience was more, it was a little bit more multicultural. And then when I got into the selective school, honestly, it felt like it was 80% Asian, like 85% Asian. And there was like the minority was the Aussie group. Like, there were like 10 Aussie girls or something. Like, that's random. You're the minority.
We had the one white minority, yeah, like white group as well.
They were kind of the cool group.
They were the cool group.
They were like the cool group. And then only there were like a few Asians in that group, and they were the cool Asians, you know. It was kind of like that.
Very similar to me.
Yeah, okay.
How did you feel when you...
I just felt dumber.
Oh, dumb.
Yeah. I just felt like I was a dumb person.
So when people called you bimbo, were they the Asians that called you bimbos?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It was actually like someone in that group, but anyway, I'm sure she's not listening to this because I'm probably a loser in her eyes. But I think that definitely cut me, whatever she said.
Because that's mean.
I don't know if I told you this, but like, we would catch the train back because whoever lives in the similar area would catch the train back, and the train, there's four numbers on the train, carriage.
Yeah.
And you make it.
Yeah.
The first thing we get into the train carriage, we get their seats, and okay, I got it. Oh, I got it too. It's about those four numbers getting to zero, doing whatever thing you want, like 8 × 2 − 5 + 0 is, or times zero is zero. Like it's about getting those four numbers into zero in an equation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be the last one. Like I'd be the slowest one at getting it. And then they just tease me. And like some people in that group were nice to me, but yeah, there was one girl that was like, "You're always the last one." Like,
oh
yeah, like, "Oh, you're such a bimbo." Like it was like that, and I had nothing to say because I don't have the answer. Like I am slow. You're right. Yeah. Like I am an idiot.
That's painful. Ugh.
But it's not like, I mean, that's nothing compared to actual bullying. So I didn't have it too bad.
I think that's a selective high school thing, not the like bullying part, but the numbers on the train. Like,
like that's not. Yeah.
Getting it. I can't remember if we tried to do it to 0 or to 10.
I don't remember.
But you'd always zero. Like try and make an equation. That's like literally all we're doing.
Yeah. But now when you say it, it's like, how is that a game? Like,
some of my friends still do it.
Seriously. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like,
I definitely don't.
Just, you get bored.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So it sounds like it wasn't too much of a, I mean, it was a big change, but you adapted pretty quickly when you moved. To I'd a pretty Asian
so.
School.
I'd say so. Yeah.
Mm.
Like I made some friends and it ended up being fine. Yeah.
I think for me, it was from primary school to high school. That was, you know, from year 6 to year 7, that was when I had that like, whoa, there's so many Asians here. Like
compared to primary.
Because
there's just more people too. It's a bigger school.
Size wise, it's the same.
Oh, okay.
But it was just everyone's a girl. Mm-hmm. As well, because I went to
a girls' school.
I went to all girls' school from co-ed.
Yeah.
Everyone's a girl, and everyone's wearing these brown sacks because our school uniform's like brown, like brown.
Yeah,
and I still remember in year 7, like I felt so dumb. I felt so dumb because everyone was so smart, and I actually said to my parents, I was like, I don't feel smart enough to be in this school. Like all my school marks were bad.
That's all that matters.
I know they don't care, but I'm just like everyone's so smart around me.
Like they can't really kick you out after that, can they?
I don't think they can. Yeah, exactly.
You're in. Yeah, I get good.
As a kid, you don't know that. Yeah, and that's true. I'm just like in my mind, I couldn't erase the fact that I was a reserve B in this school.
That's so sad.
I was always like reserve. I'm a reserve B, and all my other
I didn't even have the uniform.
Little crew was like, oh, I was reserve A and B for North Sydney Girls, which was like a better school. So Roxas School was like known to be like harder to get into.
We'd
than
always
my school.
Be like top 5 or something.
Yeah. So the people who didn't get into Roxas, like this school, came to my school, and it was just like I still remember in year 7 there was this one girl. She put her hand up in like science class, and she was like, "Excuse me, sir, I have a question out of curiosity." Like that, I still remember she said that, and I was like, "What does that sentence even mean?"
Yeah.
Like that sounds so smart. And she asked some really difficult question, and I'm just like, "Wow, this school isn't for me." And it's very overwhelming already. You've got Bunsen burners. You've got like all these different periods. Like we call subjects periods, and it was just such a big change. And I remember it was a pretty hard adjustment for me. And I felt like the bimbo as well.
Yeah.
But I think I found my crew really quickly in year 7.
Yeah.
And a lot of them watch Korean dramas. This is before Netflix days, right? This is back in 2001.
Yeah.
We'll talk, you know.
Tapes.
Watching like Korean dramas, music, all that kind of thing. And I found like my people like in year 7.
Yeah.
So I quickly adapted. And I think I was really lucky that I found my little Asian friends. Mm. We actually had, I remember we had 12 Korean girls in my grade, which is a lot. Yeah. And they always said like my grade had the most Koreans.
Because
usually it's like one or two, but my grade there's 12.
A lot, yeah.
So I felt quite comfortable. And I would, we would just bring Korean food and eat like instant noodles.
Mm.
Always talk about like Korean, like K-pop and that kind of thing. And I felt like, it was my home pretty quickly.
That's good.
But I do remember it was like, whoa, it was so Asian.
Yeah. I did definitely. Yeah, that's why I had my feeling. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Especially when you see the whole school together, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, so much black hair.
Yeah. I'm like, wow. Yeah. Yeah, I think the last 2 years as well, it was just the school was so much a little bit bigger and then wouldn't know everyone there. It was kind of hard in that way.
Mm.
And then, yeah, but anyways.
So,
and no more religious stuff. That's different. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like no chapel, just assembly sometimes. Yeah.
I've never been to a
And the uniform Christian was school. Way more chill.
Yep.
Like you could do whatever you want to the uniform.
Private schools which have I was really like, strict cool. rules. Like you have to wear your blazer and like have your hair.
No more hats and stuff. So, but it was like kind of fun. It was still kind of like fun. Uniform because you're wearing the year 11 and 12 uniform,
which is senior different. Uniform. Yeah. So looking back now, you know, as 34, 35 year olds, would you send your kid to private/public/ what's the other one? Selective.
Well, selective, I feel like.
And tutoring as well.
Tutoring. I think tutoring is helpful. I know some people are like, oh, tutoring is like. Apparently, some people say tutoring is like cheating, and I don't believe in that. Like, I think it's just extra help. So you get extra practice. Like, some people need that extra help. Like, I definitely needed tutoring, I think. And I wasn't naturally smart. You know, like, I need someone to guide me and teach me. And I think that's like.
And give you energy drinks.
And give me energy drinks. And I don't know. I think a tutoring is like good, but as long as it's not too crazy. Yeah, that's what I think. Like if you just need a bit of support in this subject, then do it. And then the other schools, I think what school really relates to where you live. Because if I live in an okay area with a good school, I feel like I would be more open to public. And I feel like public primary is fine. Like you have co-ed, it's very diverse, like... You know, it's good. But then I feel like high school is a bit like, oh, maybe it'd be good if they try for selective. But if they don't get into selective, does my area have a good high school, like in my eyes? Or should we try and get them into like a Catholic school or a private school? But I feel like private school is really hard to get into as well and probably can't afford it as well. It's like, I don't know, 30, 40K a year or something these days or more. So depends if I have one kid or two kids. If I have two kids, private school is probably way too much. But if I have one kid, it might be possible. Do you know what I mean? Like it's just a lot of things I would need to think about.
Mm.
And especially where do you live and what schools are around you that are good or not. And also what the kid wants to do. I think hopefully if they're like amazing at music or sport or something, you know, you could try for scholarships into a private school and they care about music and sports more. But if they're very academic, then try selective. Like, just try. And if you don't get in, we'll figure something out. Like, I don't know. This is me not.
You're very chill.
This is me not being an actual parent yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Same here.
Yeah. But I do want them to have the best I can.
Yeah.
Like, I would want to steer them.
Yeah.
How about you?
It's hard to say because we don't have children. I feel like the ones with children definitely have more of an opinion.
Yeah.
But I definitely do hear this topic come up in like kids' birthdays and stuff like that about education and what, you know, their decisions are.
Yeah.
We don't have – our battery's running low. Okay, so we'll,
And I do have friends who are like, no to private schools because they think everyone's snobby.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just different.
I think we need to kind of wrap up because the battery's like running
low. Running out.
But I think my thing is just – I'm open to either, but I'm so okay with not sending my kids to selective. I don't think a lot of my friends who went to selective think they should send like selective schools the best, but I'm actually not of that train of thought. I actually think I don't like the academic pressure. I don't think it does anything good like
doesn't
for the child.
Success all the time.
Yeah. And I actually think a lot of the pressures that I put on myself now come from that
environment. Yeah.
And I have these like really high standards and a lot of, I just put a lot of pressure on myself to be really, Rox probably knows because she works with me, but I am very like picky when I'm also very relaxed, but certain things I can be like, oh, I have to make it really good,
yeah,
you know. And I sometimes do think, oh, I wonder if that comes from my competitive school background.
I also feel like, but I have this in general, like I always think that what I do is not good enough, like, but I'm just like that as a person, so I don't know if that's from education. It could be a little bit. Maybe. Or it's just like I'm not the confidence, I don't know. It's just like I always think like that was good, but it wasn't like amazing, you know. Like it's hard to, I think it's really hard to be super proud when you think the best is, oh, not the best, but like you have to do as much as you, like the best that you can as a norm. Do you know what I mean? It's not like being lazy for us is not like actually lazy. Do you know what I mean? At school, academically anyway.
Yeah.
Because we do all our homework, do all our assessments, like hand in things early, like, you know, everything, like, you just had to do that. That was just the norm.
I don't know. I was very last minute everything. Yeah. I was very last minute everything. But then the pressure was still
the pressure,
there.
Yeah, like the pressure's still
how
there.
Well you did or how well you didn't do. Like, I think that, you know, I didn't want to appear to be stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's still a common theme that runs in my adulthood. Totally, like being stupid, it's like not something, it's uncomfortable for me. So, yeah, I don't know. That's just what my...
How we feel.
Yeah. We're going to skip Let's Get Nourished because the battery is running really, really low.
But let us know what you think, what your experiences were.
Wherever you are in the world.
Wherever you are. What is it like in your country?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. If your name is David Kim, let us know. But
thanks for tuning
in, guys.
Thank
you for listening. See you next time.
Bye.